On Monday, the National Federation of Independent Businesses announced its endorsement of Alaska Governor Sean Parnell. The endorsement actually came from NFIB's Safe Trust, which is the political action committee of the organization. Denny DeWitt is the Alaska State Director for the NFIB. He confirms that 80% of the members in Alaska voted to endorse the Sean Parnell-Dan Sullivan ticket. DeWitt says that's done by sending members a ballot.
I think it's a very strong statement responding to the fact that the governor has been very supportive of small business, understanding the fundamental differences between big business and small business. And it's helped us on a number of important issues over his last 6 years.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses has about 2,000 dues-paying members in Alaska, and DeWitt says Governor Parnell has an effective record advocating for the state's small businesses. He specifically pointed to the governor's support for legislation to hold down unemployment insurance premiums.
The unemployment insurance bill, the way it's crafted, the premiums for the supplemental fund continued to go up because of a quirk in the formula, in spite of the fact that it was substantially overfunded. So it was a situation where employers, small employers who are trying to make ends meet, were required to continue to pay additional taxes to build up unnecessary reserves in the government's hands. It doesn't seem like a big thing to larger corporations, but when you're a small business, every dollar counts.
The bill DeWitt was referring to was House Bill 76, which the governor signed into law last year. DeWitt also noted the governor's leadership on another piece of legislation dealing with multiple business licenses.
When I talked to the governor about it, he was astounded that we were requiring so many different licenses of businesses. And so we've gone to a situation now where if you have a business doing business under one name, you only need one license. It was important for two reasons. One, the number of small businesses out there who really didn't realize they had to have multiple licenses is not a good situation. But many were having to buy three or four licenses. For example, if you were plowing snow in the winter and chopping wood or doing a garden kind of work in the summer, you'd have to have two different licenses for the same business. And when folks are doing multiple kinds of businesses to keep their head above water, to keep their, if they do have employees, to keep them, keep themselves able to pay those folks, silly governmental fees like that make it difficult for small businesses to continue to operate profitably and contribute to the community.
Small businesses are a major aspect of the larger Alaska economy. They employ over 53% of people in the private sector workforce, and at last count, there were over 69,000 small businesses in Alaska. Governor Parnell issued a statement Monday pledging to stand with Alaska's small businesses. So far, NFIB has only endorsed two candidates in Alaska. As noted, they're supporting Governor Parnell, and DeWitt confirms the organization is also supporting Congressman Don Young for another term in office. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.